Thanks for calling customer support. This is Kenyatta.
Kenyatta, I have a debit on my account from you all company, and I have not been authorized it.
Okay, ma'am. Can I have your zip code, please?
72303. And I want to know what gives you all the right to take money out of my bank account without any authorization.
Just one moment, please. I do apologize for the wait, ma'am. I'm trying to pull up your account now. My computer's moving very slowly.
I shouldn't even have an account with you. I never... What kind of company am I talking to?
Ma'am, we're a third-party calling center. We service many products.
Well, I need to know who took the money out of my bank account, and I want it back today. So I need to talk to somebody. I don't want to talk third party and all that. This need to be taken care of or I'ma press charges.
Yes, ma'am, I understand that, but in order to see your account, I have to first of all get into your account. May I have your first and last name, please?
My first name is Erica, E-R-I-K-A. My last name is Frober, F as in Frank, R-O, B as in boy, E-R.
Thank you, ma'am. Just one moment. And you said your zip code was 72303?
Correct.
Okay, I'm not pulling up anything up under that zip code. Can I have the first six and the last four of the card that was charged?
I don't even know. No, it came straight to my bank account. I did not give you all a card number. So I don't even know how you all got my card number.
I did not
order nothing. I didn't give anybody a card number. So how do you even get my number?
Ma'am, in order for us to have been charged your card, there had to be a transaction that was made.
No.
If the card was charged on your the card that is linked
right
to your bank account was charged, I can try to look up that order by you giving me your first six of the card and the last four.
Hang on a minute. Let me go back in my computer and see what I can give you. Okay. Is it it says health goes beyond 5499. And Birchside Suit, 340, and your phone number, California.
Yes, ma'am. I'm not able to help you if I can't get into the account. You don't have your card that was charged. You don't know the card number or have the card in your possession.
Okay, so what do you
charged?
Need about the card number?
The first six and the last four.
So you need the whole number then?
No, ma'am, just the first
5147.
5147.
8312.
Just one moment. So the first six was 514-783.
Uh-huh.
And what's the last four, ma'am?
And 8834.
Thank you so much. Just one moment. Can I get you to verify the addresses that's on the account, ma'am?
Post Office Box 2435, West Memphis, Arkansas.
I'm sorry, can I get you to repeat that for me? I didn't hear the first number.
P.O. Box 2435, 35 West Memphis, Arkansas.
I do apologize, ma'am. That is not the address that's in our system. Can I get you to verify your email address, please?
It's Erica Frober at yahoo.com.
Yes, ma'am. Just one moment. Just give me 1 second while I look over your account.
How do I have an account if I never created an account? That's what I'm trying to understand.
Well, someone may have used, is there anyone in the house that has access to your bank card or your information?
No.
Well, in order for us to have your information, someone had to be inputted in the system.
Okay, so now let me. Okay, we're not gonna go back and forth with this.
No, ma'am,
I'm
not
just
trying
to get these charges reversed, and I want my money back in my bank today.
Give me one moment, ma'am. Okay, ma'am, I see on your account that you was charged for the meal plan. This is an app that's focused on how to use real food to boost your energy and cut sugar and carb cravings.
I never took any of that out. I never authorized it. I did not request a meal plan. I don't know where it's coming from.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second, please. I do apologize for this long wait.
Okay.
My computer's moving very slowly.
Ours is too. I mean, what I'm trying to understand, even though, you know, my card is stored on different, you know, things, how is anybody just go in your bank account and take money out without authorization?
Well, ma'am, what I'm thinking is on your account now is fraud. Someone had your information because I have your name, your address, your email address.
What address do you have? You said you had a different address.
Yes, ma'am. Just one moment. Let me go back to it. Do you have an address that starts with 4778?
No.
Well, I think your account, someone has your information. I don't know how they got your card information because, well, we are a third party calling center. We deal with billing.
Right.
We don't make any purchases or use your card for any other reasons besides checking your account.
Well, okay, so let's just make a long story short because I have to go to work. Can you credit my account? I have not ordered it. I declined it. I need my money.
Okay, ma'am, can I get you to verify the last four numbers on your credit card?
8834.
Thank you, ma'am. Just a moment.
Okay.
Well, ma'am, looking over your account, all of the information that we have on file is correct, besides the address. You gave me a different address than what we have on file, so I think someone has to have your car information, and they have ordered the meal plan that we
Well,
have.
I haven't ordered a meal plan, and
Yes,
I'm
ma'am.
declining that. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. I understand that. That's why I have to get you over to the fraud department where they can better
Okay.
assist you.
Okay.
Okay, give me one moment, ma'am, while I get you transferred over. I do apologize for the wait, ma'am. I'm just getting this account canceled out so I can get you transferred over to the fraud department.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, ma'am, I'm getting you transferred over to the fraud department now. Hold for one moment, please.